Viewpoint, what I think about my work.
And some of the things that we saw at first, like being in Melkshop, obviously these massive ladles of steel being moved around, steel pouring out of furnaces, almighty noises that make you jump out of your skin at first, don't they? And you get used to it after a while, but I still look around and find everything absolutely amazing. It's absolutely brilliant. It's like a family. And everyone will look after everybody else.
When I first went in that wheel and saw this bloke turn a lump of steel into end product in no time with his hands, I were hooked. I couldn't believe it. It were amazing to see some of you turn into something what you saw in shop, brand spanking new.
The words of one young boy working at the John Brown Steelworks tells us a lot about the life of young working people in Sheffield in 1865. William Henry Ray, aged 10, said, "I shove on at the rollers. I don't know how old I am or how long I've worked here. Stay at work till 8 at night and sometimes till 10. Have half an hour off for breakfast and an hour for dinner." No wonder that boys sometimes fall asleep at their work, stumble and fall when the metal flooring gets hot and slippy, get burned or pierced with red-hot iron or steel, or otherwise suffer for their supposed negligence. This shows an amount of overwork of young boys which is truly fearful.